Blessings. Welcome. Welcome to the Chakra Dance Heal Your Life 9-week immersion, or for some of you, it will be a 9-month immersion. Either way, it is still very powerful, depending on which avenue you choose, the all intensive 9-week or the little gentler immersion of the 9-month. I've done both, and I have found that both of them are just as powerful. I have a tendency to like the 9-month, especially if I've already gone through the 9-week immersion, just because I can go through the lessons many times throughout the month, and I'm able to go deeper in my journal journey. So congratulations. Congratulations on being here, and congratulations for making this commitment to yourself. So I believe that we make a commitment to ourselves. We are indeed setting an intention anytime we make a commitment. And so if you have set an intention to heal yourself and heal your life, you are here for a reason. Everything happens for a reason, whether we understand it or not. You are here to help your life, to help your body, mind, and spirit heal in a way that's going to facilitate a higher vibration, a deeper understanding of thyself. And so hold on and get ready for this journey. I say energy flows where intention goes. So just by you making this your commitment, you've already taken the huge step, and you may have already started to notice some shift happening. Welcome in. So before we dive in, if you don't know me, my name is Lacey Dawn Jackson, and I'm incredibly passionate about helping people heal their past traumas, emotional wounding, unresolved issues, memories, outdated patterns. In other words, I am a mindset motivator. I believe that in order to manifest what our hearts desire and to live in accordance to what we are to, how we are to live in this day and age, we must shift and be willing to change some of our mindsets, some of our belief systems, some of our habits that we may have been carrying around with us for quite some time. This program is going to help you to let go of what no longer serves you and to fill that in with what serves you. Our life is supposed to be filled with passion and purpose and authentically joyful. And this whole program centers around that. A couple things before we get started. Chakra dance is a movement therapy modality. It is also a spiritually driven way of shifting our emotions, our body, mind, and spirit. It's a fusion of Jungian psychology, the chakras, dance, the chakra resonant music, along with guided visualization. And, of course, the mandala art. I love the art thing, especially since I'm not necessarily an art person. I remember having such resistance in this part of the program when I first started it several years ago. And now it's like, okay, let's see what comes through my drawing once we get through the guided visualization and the dancing. And just that general healing that takes place, we get to put it out on paper. So the overview of this program. Again, whether you are going through the intensive 9 week or the more gentle 9 month, it is still the same. It's just facilitating within your journey, your schedule. And I hope that whether you're doing the 9 week or the 9 month, that you do take time to do this lesson more than once. So yes, the immersion of the 9 weeks, doing a couple times in that week, it's a little intense, but it is shifting. The 9 month, yes, you could do it many times. Maybe you choose to do the lesson once a week and drawing and seeing what your drawings, what's your dance, your meditation, your journaling, what it brings up for you. There's lots of powerful healing in that. So each week, you will receive a beautiful set of guided materials to work with. And this includes a video that I will share information about the chakra we are exploring. Now, this month, week, you will not get a video about that. This is it right here, just explaining the process. But next month, next week, you will get the information, the video on the root chakra. Once we get to that lesson. So we have the video. We have the three-step ritual, which is the guided meditation, the dance, and the mandala art. We also have the self-reflection exercise, which I believe is at the top of at the lesson. So you can go over the self-reflection even before you go through the guided meditation, dance, and mandala art. Then you have the chakra activation meditation, which really just cements everything that you've learned, just kind of puts things together and seals it to where you can bring in this new energy that you've manifested by doing this lesson. I recommend using all of the materials at least once throughout your week. And if you're doing it for the month, at least 2-3 times in that month. However, you could use them once or more. It's really your journey. Remember that. This is your journey. You are not doing it wrong by picking and choosing. Maybe 1 week you have time for just the dance, or you listen to the meditation, guided meditation, several times. And maybe you only get to the art mandala once. It's all good. It's perfect the way that you do it. I would encourage you to push yourself out of your comfort zone, though. And if you are feeling any resistance, which we will, anything that we are embarking upon new to change the way that we operate in our bodies, minds, and spirits is going to be uncomfortable, especially when we have this conformed way of doing things. So I would encourage you, if you're feeling resistance, do it anyway. You're going to see such amazing shifts when you do that. So I want to cover a few things that you will need in preparation for this fabulous Heal Your Life journey you're about ready to embark upon. So first, create a sacred space in your home. Now, this may be a room or even just a corner of a room, somewhere where you have privacy. You may like to bring in flowers, crystals, even an altar for the different chakras each week, each month. Some things to consider. Chakra dance is best done in a darkened room with your eyes closed, as this helps to take us into our inner world, that know thyself energy. the world of our emotions, our feelings, our memories, our imagination. If you cannot darken your sacred space, you may want to use an eye mask to cover your eyes. So it really just encourages you to go inside. You will also want to make sure you have enough space to dance freely, as chakra dance is our own free, spontaneous dance. Now, with that being said, when I first started chakra dance, I had a surgery on one of my legs and I could not dance. But instead, I went within and I saw myself dancing around the room. And it was just as powerful. So don't let the lack of space discourage you from doing these lessons. Okay? You don't need a lot of space. It's not trance dancing or dancing all over the room. Remember, your eyes are closed. You are going within. This is an inside journey. Get your stereo ready. That's the next component of chakra dance, the music. This music has been composed to resonate to the frequency of each chakra. So it's magical. It's shifting. It's sound energy. It's like a form of vibrational medicine, if you will. You want to feel the music. What I have done in the past is wear headphones and play this music through your phone. So the phone is on your body, the music is in the headphones, or maybe it's, playing out of your computer and you have a headphone that can pick up a Bluetooth or something. So you can hear this music through the stereo or the headphones. Remember, you want to feel the music as much as possible. The next thing is have your art materials ready for the mandala art. Now, what this means is get a dinner plate, a bigger plate out of your cupboard, and put it face down on a piece of construction paper. I highly suggest you get black paper and draw a circle. Okay, you will want to stay within the lines of this circle when you're creating your mandala art later on. So as a part of our ritual, we will be creating this artwork that we can reflect upon after this whole lesson is finished. Along with the black paper, I would highly encourage pastels. Now, again, if you have white paper and you have color crayons, perfect. Do that, okay? That's what I did when I first got started. As I dove deeper into these lessons, the black paper and the pastels, it was vibrant. It just seemed so otherworldly when I was drawing and once I was finished with my drawing within this large circle on the paper. So whatever materials you choose there, it's perfect. Remember, this is your journey. There are not any rules to it if something doesn't work for you this time. As I say that, it's important to be willing to step out of your comfort zone and do something that is uncomfortable, such as creating this mandala art. Get your journal ready. So after you get finished with your lessons and lastly your mandala art, record any things, any thoughts that come through. Have your journal ready also after you have slept for the night. Dreams will come to life when we are doing this chakra dance heal your life course. It's quite profound. So be open, because your dream life will become more active. And when we do this inner work, we create changes in our outer life. So notice any synchronicities, any opportunities that come up, changes in relationships. The more we heal, the more we change our energy, we become vibrationally healthy. We vibrate at a new frequency, and this new frequency attracts wonderful new situations, new opportunities, and new people into our lives. So pay attention to that. We will also finish off each lesson with a chakra activation. And what I have found, even when I'm not actively moving through a 9-week course or a 9-month course, I will grab the chakra activation and do that every so often, depending on what chakra might feel a little out of alignment in 1 week or another. Maybe you want to utilize the chakra activation for the solar plexus chakra 1 week because you have a meeting or you're going up against you're standing your ground when you're speaking your truth on something to someone, whether it be work-related, relationship-related. So you listen to that chakra activation for the solar plexus to give you more strength and really feel solid when you're going into these challenges. Remember, if you have any questions at all, feel free to email me, lacey@LaceyDonJackson.com, and I will answer any questions you have. I wish you lots of success, lots of healing, lots of shifting and changing, raising your vibration into more of a know thyself magic you. Good luck. Have fun.